Good evening. This is 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Sebastian, and I am subbing for Edward tonight on his show Plastic Sushi. He says he's going to be back next Friday, the 22nd, so tune in then. But for now, we're going to be playing some tunes of 8 to 10. My plan for today is I just submitted my last essay for my last class this semester, so I'm feeling relieved of the stress of finals week, so I'm going to be playing some music to celebrate that. I'm going to start off with some synth pop tunes. That was Dreams Never End by New Order from their album Movement from the year 1981. It was the first album that they recorded after Joy Division, after they broke up with Joy Division, or Ian Curtis, after he died, and they formed New Order. So this is kind of like, you can still hear the New Order, or the Joy Division sound. They haven't completely broken off from that yet. But anyways, I'm going to keep playing some more New Order. Up next, we've got Your Silent Face.
Vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way. She remembered all the shadows and the doubts, the same film. Vivid pictures like a wall that's standing empty and the night so still. Such a small affair, a relapse, someone closing like the nightclub door. Again, and when you speak, I watch you move away and seem so
That was Any Second Now, Voices, by Depeche Mode, from their first album, 1981, Speak and Spell. That's a fun one. Different than kind of like what they're known for, like their later stuff, like Violator, Music for the Masses. You know, they're kind of like darker stuff. And that's probably the sound that I prefer from them personally. But this is a fun song, and I feel like it's more the vibe, just like kind of like more chill, laid back, celebratory, post-finals. I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Roan Clearwater. I know he's listening right now. Thanks for tuning in. And up next, we just got some more synth pop tunes. Next one is Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders.
Got brass in pocket, got battle, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental, gonna make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion, I've been diving, detour leaning, no visa.
Something winking at you, gonna make you.
getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Dream of better lives, the kind we can never hate. Trapped in a state of
I Melt With You by Modern English. That's one of my favorite 80s synth pop songs. Fun story, I have a very particular memory of just like hearing synth pop music while I was getting my hair cut as a kid, because ever since I was a kid, like pretty much my entire childhood from like early grade school up until now when I went off to college, I got my hair cut by the same guy and at the same place pretty much, and he would always work after hours, and so we would just show up and no one would be there, and the guy who cut my hair would just be on aux, and he would just be playing like all these 80s synth pop tunes, and it was just like a very interesting vibe in this kind of like retro hair salon. So that's a very particular memory I have with this song. So the next few songs I play are also going to be from kind of like that era. So the next song I have is Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order.
Shot right through the bug of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem.
makes me sad. It makes me mad at you for loving what is you. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Believe us now. Will they ever believe us?
Hello, hello. That was The Boy with a Thorn in His Side by The Smiths. To the special request of my friend Rowan Clearwater, who is tuned in, I believe, he was texting me numerous times saying, play Morrissey, play Morrissey, play Morrissey. So I had to fulfill his request. So that was as close as I could get. I don't really personally indulge in solo Morrissey work. But anyways, I've also got a guest here. If you'd like to introduce himself.
No, I wouldn't. I'm Charlie. Hi.
Hello, Charlie. We interrupt this radio segment with a PSA. Did you know that a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough power to power the average U.S. household for 73 days? Did you know that?
Oh my god, no, I did not know
that. Yeah. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the waste of more than two iPhone 12s. That's
jeez,
a lot of waste.
Jeez Louise.
Numbers to think about. From WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, as I said before, we're playing some 80s synth pop, new wave, that kind of stuff. And Charlie here has got his own song to play, so I'll let him introduce his song,
which,
and then we'll
get
into
wait,
that.
Which song are we?
The B-52s.
Oh, yeah. Go in. Keep it with it. You know, I walked in here, and I was like, I didn't realize what the theme was, so I suggested like a Motown kind of song, completely off theme, but we're back on it. B-52s, love them. Maybe favorite 80s band? Perhaps? I don't know, unless you can think of something better, but yeah. We're gonna hear him. Let's do it.
We were at a party. The dear love fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it. Down, down,
If you leave, I won't cry.
for so long. She's leaving. She waited for so long.
That was Of All the Things We've Made by OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And that was also the last two songs before that. She's Leaving and If You Leave. Staple synth-pop band. One of my personal favorites. I was just telling Charlie about the album Architecture and Morality. Great album. I think it was 1982, if I'm right. It's an absolute classic. It's their stuff. I mean, they have If You Leave, which is like a breakout hit, but their other stuff is not quite as like, I don't know, like ultra pop appeal. It's got like a more, I don't know, it's got more nuance to it. What did you think of those songs, Charlie?
Very vibey. I'm almost falling asleep right now. It's only 9. I mean, I am quite tired after this long, long finals week. As I'm finishing up my finals right here, actually.
Yeah, he's got his physics assessment.
My physics self-assessment.
Tell us about your physics assessment, Charlie.
Well, I'm struggling to... I shouldn't say that. Professor Gallagher, if you're listening to this, plug your ears. But I'm trying to think about times that I have to reflect on my experience with the ungraded approach to physics and my feedback. But I'll be honest, I didn't read the feedback very much. I didn't read it. Although I enjoyed the self grading part, where like, I mean, not the self, the peer grading part. You know, giving all my classmates grades and stuff. I felt like a real teacher, a real professor. I don't know. Anyway, that's physics 11. Not important.
That's physics.
Not important.
Physics.
We're here for music, not physics. Although I was doing some physics experiments a second ago with...
Yeah,
with
we were testing the centripetal force of the turntable with a pen moving on it. But anyways. Back to the music. This is 91.5 FM, WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sebastian and Charlie, and woo-woo. We are going to be moving on from the synth pop. We're going to be moving one last song we've got for you. We've got Computer Love by Kraftwerk, more like one of the big pioneers of synth pop and all electronic music, pretty much. The Germans did it best.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play Computer Love, and then we're going to get into some jazz and some soul to wind down. We've got about another hour left. So, yeah, Computer Love, Kraftwerk.